Chicago and Minnesota. Let's get started with these picks. And the Chicago Bears are traveling to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. These games all have some sort of ramification standings-wise. The Vikings, of course, are playing for their playoff lives right now. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bears are the 3 seed in the NFC, and they're in an interesting situation in that they are currently the 3 seed. If the Rams were to lose to the 49ers, not the craziest thing in the world. The 49ers, I know, are 4-11 or whatever they are, but they've been a bit of a frisky 4-11 team, and these Rams have not been playing well against the spread. They've let teams hang around. I know they're 12-3. They have not looked like the Rams of the first 2 months of the season over the last couple months. If the Rams and the Bears tie, the Bears will be the 2 seed. There's a theory out there that the Bears are going to kind of take this game off because they can't fall any lower than the 3 seed, and they don't want to face the Eagles, I guess, or some. So there's some sort of scenario in which they don't want to face the Eagles in the first round of the playoffs. I'm not buying that. I don't think NFL teams finesse it and go out there to lose games to finesse their playoff spot. The Bears are going to be playing balls to the wall in this game with hopes that the Rams lose later in the day to the 49ers.
Yeah, and I know I've heard this from a few different people.
By the way, that said, I'm picking Minnesota in this game.
Yeah. For some reason, I've allied myself with way too many Bears fans, and from every single one of them, all I've heard was the Eagles scare the crap out of me. And I think rightly so. I think the Eagles are a talented team, and Doug Peterson calls an incredibly aggressive game. And when you're talking about going against a defense like the Bears, you need to be aggressive against them. Yeah. And they've got the right personnel to be aggressive against the Bears in the right way, and I think it's a matchup thing. I'm not buying that either. And they're not going to go out and try to lose the game.
No.
I know you're picking Minnesota here, but I'm taking the Bears. Okay. I'm going to pick the Bears here. I think that Minnesota has been good, and I think they still have weapons on offense. But what the Bears do well is they force slightly above average offenses that are good but not great to make mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the Bears here.
The Vikings aren't putting as much on Kirk Cousins' plate since they changed offensive coordinators.
Right.
They've been more married to running Dalvin Cook, and I think that's the way to go if you're going to win that game. Plus, the game's at noon on Sunday. That's Cousins' time, baby.
That's true. Yeah.
That's when he's at his best, noon on Sundays. Speaking of the Philadelphia Eagles, they travel to Washington to take on whoever Washington's playing at quarterback this week. I think it's probably Josh Johnson, I would guess. But the Eagles are a 7-point favorite in Washington. I'm taking the Eagles to win this game. I really put this game in there just to continue the topic of what the Eagles might mean as a 6 seed, unless you got Washington pulling off the upset.
No, absolutely not. I think the Eagles are a really scary team for anybody in the NFC right now to face in the playoffs. Because, I mean, honestly, if you're asking me, you could either face Dallas or you could face Philadelphia. I would rather face Dallas right now because the offense with Nick Foles is still operating at a really high efficiency, and the defense has gotten I know that they've got guys that they pulled in off of the street at secondary, but the defense is playing much better than it was, and so they have a much more balanced attack right now. I love what the Cowboys have done this year, but if I have to face somebody right now, I would rather face the Cowboys than the Eagles.
Yeah, the overall record with these teams, you know, I've said all year, there's like 3 or 4 teams that I think are maybe a cut above everybody else. Yeah. There's 3 or 4 that are a cut below everybody else. And then there's like 24 teams that are very, very similar to each other in terms of how good they are. I think the Texans and the Eagles last weekend was a great example of that.
Right.
Where I know one team's 10-4 and the other team's 7-7. They're not that different in terms of the quality of the teams. And I feel like you can say that about the Philadelphia Eagles sitting here at 8-7. I'd have to go back and look, but if the Eagles wind up being the 6th seed in the NFC and the Colts wind up being the 6th seed in the AFC, I don't know that there's 2 more live 6th seeds that we've had in a postseason. Again, I'd have to go back and look. I don't want to sit here and say, those are the 2 most live 6th seeds ever.
Right.
With the off chance that you might be a good radio host and say, well, who else? You mean they're more live than these 2 seeds? Or compared to which years, Sean? And I'd be like, I don't know. I'm just a bombastic radio personality.
See,
Josh.
That's the problem, is you would expect me to actually do research like that, and I'll be
Or at least call me out on my BS.
No, I want to agree with you. I'm not going to call you out.
I feel like you'd have a hard time finding 2 more live 6th seed in a postseason than the defending Super Bowl champion playing well, and a team with Andrew Luck that will have won they're 10-6, that means they're going to be 9 out of their last 10 games.
Right, and maybe there will be years, if you went back and you looked and you did that research, there will be years where one of the six seeds was like that, but not both of them in each conference.
That's
and
right.
Those two teams, to me, in the playoffs are two of the scariest teams to play against right now, too.
Absolutely. All right, let's keep it moving. And Baltimore is one of those teams that wants to win. They win the AFC North, and they would, if the Texans beat the Jags, Baltimore would be the 4 seed. If the Texans lose to the Jags, Baltimore would be the 3 seed in the AFC. And this, again, is one of those teams that, yeah, they may finish the season at 10-6. If they win this game, that means they're 6-1 with Lamar Jackson at quarterback. Here's the thing. Cleveland, who they play this weekend, started the year 2-6-1. Cleveland's 5-1 in their last 6 games.
Yeah.
These are two of the hottest teams in the NFL right now.
That's why this one's a difficult decision for me. So I'm going to go with the home team, and I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Baltimore, a 5.5-point favorite, by the way.
Yeah, Baltimore at home with that defense, with Lamar Jackson playing as well. It's going to be an incredible game to watch Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's not essentially against each other, but Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield against one another, trying to operate those offenses. But I'm going to pick Baltimore in this because purely because they're at home.
I like Baltimore in this one as well. I feel like the defense, we saw a defense here with the Texans give a good defense that's a well-coached defense, give Baker Mayfield all sorts of trouble, and Baltimore is a better defense than the Texans are. They're at home. So I feel like they're going to give Baker, he's going to cough a couple up in this game to them, I believe, and that'll allow Baltimore the chance to control the game on the ground the way that they like to. The Texans ran the ball for a bunch of yards on the ground against the Browns, and the Texans are not a good rushing offense. So I feel like Baltimore at home can control this game. I think the other thing, too, in my handicap for this game that you need to remember is that John Harbaugh signed an extension this week, if I'm not mistaken. He signed an extension. Or if not, he's close to agreeing to one with the Baltimore Ravens. I think that's one of those things that maybe doesn't show up on a box score or a stat sheet that can have a galvanizing effect on a team. I think he's a head coach that they like in Baltimore. Those players like John Harbaugh. They like playing for him. He's a good head coach. And I think that can be something that's worth a point or two in this game.
Yeah,
a little bit of spiritual uplift for the team.
What's weird with him overall, too, is he's one of those constant coaches that sometimes they might have a down year. Sometimes they may not be one that you think of as, like, oh, they're a Super Bowl contender. But he always has, he always has a way to make them relevant again. At any point, because of him, they could be a contender.
Okay. I take that bet. John Harbaugh, Ravens to talk contract next week. And then there's a sporting news story from 6 days ago. Ravens announced Harbaugh will remain head coach in 2019. So he's going to be the head coach next year, and they're working on a long-term extension.
Yeah, I saw one just a second ago that said that he's far from a lock to return in 2020. But
okay,
if 2019 goes well and Lamar Jackson's playing well, I don't see why he wouldn't return.
Last one before we get to the Texans, and we may have to get to the Texans either maybe 3:35. We'll get to the Texans and the Jags. The Sunday night game, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610, Indianapolis at Tennessee. The Colts are 3.5-point road favorites in this game. Clint Sterner picked Tennessee to win yesterday straight up at home with Blaine Gabbert at quarterback, contending that they're a better team, the Titans are, with Blaine Gabbert at quarterback, than they are with Marcus Mariota. Now, record-wise, they are. They're 2-0 with him starting this year. However, it was a 9-6 win at Jacksonville, and then we know the other one that they won in Week 2 against the Texans.
Yeah, the games that Blaine Gabbert has won were games where the Jaguars' defense remembered that they're actually good at football, and they played really, really well. Ah, man, it's just so hard. It's so hard for me to pick against Indianapolis right now. I know they're on the road, and this is one of those tough games because it's a division game and it's playoff implications, so this is going to be... This is not just from a Texan standpoint, but just from an NFL fan, a football fan standpoint, is going to be one of the best games to watch all weekend. I have to go Indianapolis on this one. I know Tennessee is at home, but I just think Andrew Luck's a little bit too much for their defense.
I think so too. And with no Jarrell Casey, that matters.
Yeah.
He got put on IR this week. If Casey were playing in this game, it might swing me to bet on the game, put it that way. Like, I'm really tempted to take the Titans +3.5 and just hope it's a game that comes down to a field goal at the end and that it goes either way. Because I do think that at night, on the road, outdoors, in Tennessee, it can wind up being that kind of game. The elements and the crowd in that game obviously benefit Tennessee much more than they do the Colts, who are used to playing indoors, you know, on field turf and whatnot.
Right.
So I'm tempted to bet on the Titans. I will take the Colts in this game purely on the strength of Andrew Luck, and that's it.
Yeah, if this is straight up, you're picking a winner, it's hard for me to just pick against Andrew Luck and the Colts right now.
Absolutely. All right.